Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.org, it's the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
This is Michael Eric Dice.
Hello there, I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7.
We're in Detroit, Newswire.
This is Wayne Braddock, 9:10 a.m.
JaniceForTheWin.com.
Comedian Horace H.B. Sanders. What's up, H.B.?
Hey, what's up, Michael?
What do you mean? Hey, you're a winner, boy. Look at you.
Right. You're thinking out loud. Look at you. I just end with this. No matter where you go, that's where you'll be.
And you're listening to the...
And I'm thinking out loud with my guy, Mike Nimmons. Make sure you check them out every week on Thinking Out Loud Radio.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons.
Millions of minds, chained and socialized, to ignore the hurt of each other's cries. Free from the stench of negative media images, guided thinking our greatest achievements are movie stars, entertainers, football and basketball, scrimmages, all slam dunk into a truth that will shock ya. Off the court, we are lawyers and doctors, free from the anger about us, free from things that cloud us, free from misplaced aggression, free from the things that taught us no lessons. Hear my cry, hear my cry, hear my cry. And when you respond, respond with something that's good for you and I. Free!
Happy Black History Month from the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. This is the Valentine's Day edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Love is in the air, and we're excited that you're tuned in to the 29th episode of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. That's right, 29 episodes. Where has the time gone? I guess it's true, time does fly when you're having fun. And I'm genuinely having fun doing these shows. I truly enjoy the interviews that we're having with the guests that come on the show, and the guests that we have on the show truly enjoy talking with us as well. So I believe we are forging new friendships and creating and building a much bigger network with each new guest that we meet. And I'm truly thrilled and excited about this God-given platform. And my prayer is the same as the prayer of Jabez, that God will enlarge our territory. Our audience isn't growing each and every week, and we want it to continue to grow, but we need your help to make it happen. Help us spread the word about the Thinking Out Loud radio show on all of your social media accounts. Here's what we have coming up. So, February 20th, which is next Tuesday at 8 p.m., we have VIP guest Tenzi Taylor, who is a Hollywood red carpet reporter and author of a powerful book entitled Bully, From Terror to to Triumph, My Survival Story. This is an awesome interview that you don't want to miss. And on February the 27th, this is a huge Black History show that we're going to be having. A huge interview that we have. We'll be sharing with you the details very, very soon. But you just take a red marker and mark your calendar, because that is appointment listening. February 27th, huge Black History show on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Be sure to tune in February 27th at 8 p.m. sharp. So there you have it. You've got a lot of reasons to listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and we just gave you two big ones right there. So do us a favor and help us get the word out about the show. Tweet about us, Facebook and Instagram about us using the hashtag TOL Radio Show. And if you're looking for content to post about the show, go to our Facebook fan page, and there you can find a ton of stuff there to post and share all across social media. We've posted a new blog on Black Panther on our Facebook fan page. We'll be telling you about that, telling you more about that very soon. Also, we have the event panel and a party that's posted there that you can RSVP for tomorrow at a Valentine's Day event you'll hear more about in our interview coming up with Kim Brooks and Ryan Rutley. And also, there's a transgender video that we wanted to share with you as well. It's entitled Transgender is Child Abuse. It was posted by a friend of ours, Tim Slaughter, Pastor Tim, and we shared it on our Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page. So go there, check it out, let us know what you think about it, and we'll be sure to review your comments and your thoughts about this controversial subject matter. Help us get the word out by going out to our Facebook fan page and not just check out the post, but leave a comment and share the content on your social media profiles as well. We want to increase the visibility of our fan page as well as the likes, and we need your help to do this. Help us out. Also, we're looking for your ideas and opinions on topics that you want us to discuss on the show. You can post your comments, articles, etc. on our page. If we like it, we'll not only approve it, but we'll post it. You might hear about it and you might hear us discuss it on the show. So send us your show topics as well as any guests you think would be a great interview for us to talk to as well. We have some great interviews lined up, but we want this show to continue to grow and get better with each episode. So we're soliciting the help of each of our listeners to do just that. Help us out. I know you will, and it's greatly appreciated. In this edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, we are extremely excited to be talking to two good friends of ours. One is a best-selling author, and the other is a gospel artist and producer. I know you're probably saying, wow, he really knows some influential people. Well, as I say all the time, if the people in your circle aren't inspiring and motivating you, you might need to change your circle. Man, that is so true. And these two people are indeed inspiring and motivating us. We're happy to be sharing with you a great interview we had with best-selling author Kim Brooks and gospel artist and producer Ryan Rutley. We talk love, relationships, and more, and we'll be sharing this interview with you in just a few minutes. By the way, Kim Brooks is the author who endorsed our newest book, Vision, which is available online on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or you can just go straight to our website, michaelnemons.org, and get your copy today. I'm excited about our new book, Vision. Go there, pick up a copy of it. I guarantee it's going to bless you. Always remember to stick around until the end of the show. We've got a great thought of the week for you. And it's definitely continuing with our Black History Month themes. So it is one that is directly in line with Black History Month. So you don't want to miss our thought of the week. We'll be right back. in this week's current events spotlight, with this being Black History Month, of course, we're going to talk about President Barack and First Lady Michelle Obama. They're still, in my opinion, the first family of these United States. That's right. Yesterday, they attended the unveiling of their official portraits held at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. And what a befitting event held during Black History Month. The first Black president of the United States unveiling of his official portrait. And we have the two photos posted on our Facebook fan page. Renowned artist Kehinde Wiley created the portrait for Barack, while Baltimore artist Amy Sherrod produced the one for Michelle. President Obama's portrait is of him seated in a chair surrounded by a slew of greenery and flowers. I, like many of you, were curious to know the symbolism behind this portrait. According to the Quartz website, the greenery sprouted behind Obama's portrait showcased African-American blue lilies, representing Obama's father's birthplace in Kenya. The jasmine stood for Hawaii, where Obama was born, while the chrysanthemums is the official flower of Chicago, from where Obama launched his political career. So there you have it. There is great symbolism behind the greenery in the Obama painting. To those who would say that his portrait differs greatly from the other 43 presidential portraits in the White House, I say it should. He's still the first African-American president of this country, and it is entirely befitting for his portrait to carry with it a greater amount of symbolism and character than any of his predecessors. Although the portrait of First Lady Obama was followed by much criticism on social media because she's portrayed in a beautiful flowing gown, but her skin is painted gray. Many people on social media said that they didn't believe that this was an accurate depiction of the first black first lady of the United States. Much of the criticism came from Sherrod choosing to paint Mrs. Obama's skin gray instead of her own rich brown skin color. Sherrod, in an interview with the Baltimore Sun, says the green skin is a way for me to subversely comment about race without feeling as though I'm excluding the viewer. I'm not sure if I completely agree with that approach. Everyone knows that Michelle Obama is black, and a gorgeous black woman at that. And what better way to celebrate and embrace her blackness than to properly portray it on canvas. I see this as a huge missed opportunity for this artist to really express all of the beauty and aestheticism that First Lady Michelle Obama exudes. She is a gorgeous First Lady, and unfortunately, this painting does not do her justice, just in my opinion. If you haven't seen the photo, you can go to our Facebook fan page to take a look. Let us know what you think in the comments. In other news, we just posted a blog about the new movie Black Panther, slated to hit theaters nationwide this Friday. We're excited about this film, and our blog talks about the lack of diversity in comic book characters and the impact we believe it has had on the psychology of black youth in urban America. We posted this on our Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page, and you can read it there or go to our website, michaelnemons.org, and click the TOL Radio Show menu option, and there you'll be able to read our Thinking Out Loud blog, where we talk about the Black Panther movie coming up. It's called A Hero Rises, a look at the disparity between black and white superheroes. Check it out and let us know what you think in the comments section. You might hear your comments on the air. We believe this is a great movie, and we're anticipating the positive impact that a movie like this will have on the mentality of black youth in this country. And finally, in a form of a show update, last week's guest, Ty Scott King's new video for our latest single, Concrete, was posted on the Christian hip-hop website, Rapzilla. This is a milestone accomplishment for Ty because this is the first time her music has been featured on Rapzilla. We've posted a link on our Facebook fan page. Do Ty a favor and click the link and like the post and leave a comment. Show her some love on the Rapzilla website. We want Rapzilla to know her fans love her music and appreciate them posting her music on their site. If you haven't purchased her single, Concrete, what are you waiting on? Go do it now. Do it today. Or if you haven't even seen the video, you can go to her website, tyscottking.com, or go to our Facebook fan page and watch it there as well. So there you have it, guys. We are getting ready to take our first break of the night. When we come back, we're getting right into our interview with our two good friends, author Kim Brooks and gospel artist Ryan Rutley. Don't go anywhere. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
It's their birthday and need a great present for that special someone? Call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in all-occasion custom baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs at 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today.
Simba yamba, ekuko ye quinkles. Simba yamba, kuko ye quinkles. Simba yamba, simba yamba, hoo-hoo. Simba yamba, kuko ye quinkles.
Happy Black History Month from the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
I've got a good foundation, cause I came up from the concrete. Not supposed to win by nature.
What's up? This is Ty Scott King, and you're listening to Thinking Out Loud radio show with Michael Nimmons. Keep it locked.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
I praise God, it all failed, never broke me. And I have seen weapons formed, eye of the storm. They can't perform, cause my angels swarm. They conceal me like a cover girl.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody. I am so glad to be with you on this Valentine's Day edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. That's right. Love is in the air. And we have two very special guests with us on the line. Two good friends of ours that are going to be joining us for this Valentine's Day edition of our VIP spotlight. Two very inspirational people that are on the show with us. I just want to briefly introduce them both. One is a best-selling author of He's Fine, But Is He Saved? An author of its sequel, He's Saved, But Is He For Real? And her latest book, She That Findeth, was published by Altria, a division of Simon & Schuster. She's a licensed minister and highly sought after speaker and founder of Kim Brooks Ministries. And she's also a former singles guest columnist for Gospel Today with appearances on The Word Network and Ebony and Jet Magazine. I want you to give a warm Thinking Out Loud radio show welcome to my first guest, Kim Brooks. Welcome to the show, Kim.
For having me, Minister Mike.
Man, I'm glad that you are on the show with us. And so, folks, she's not alone. This is the first time we've actually had a second guest. So you're getting two for one on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. I have another good friend of mine who known for some time, and he is a gospel recording artist and music producer in his own right. He has his own CD out right now entitled Worship the Journey, which is nominated as the number one contemporary CD of the year for Rhythm of Gospel Awards. And his forthcoming album, Altar Call, will be available soon. So I want you to give another warm Thinking Out Loud radio show welcome to my good friend and friend of the show, Ryan Rutley. What's up, Ryan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're a great friend. Amen.
I want to start with Kim first because, you know, Kim and I go back quite a ways, Michigan State University, and that's right. I know we might be experiencing some turbulent times right now, but I think we're going to come out all right. Kim, I remember when you were in the Stir Up the Gift talent show that we had back on campus. Remember that? Right. For those of you who are listening and know Kim Brooks, you probably may not know. Maybe you might know, but Kim is a rapper in her own right. I don't know if you all knew that, but she got bars too.
Yes. Or more. That was a wonderful event. I love that. That was awesome.
Yeah, so just to give you a little context, Young Apostolic Students for Christ was a Christian organization that we were president of while we're at Michigan State, and we decided to have a campus-wide talent show that we had at the Wharton Center, the smaller theater, and Kim Brooks. Her talent at the time was gospel rap, and I mean, she lit up the auditorium, I'm telling you.
Praise God. I got to find that tape.
Won second prize in the contest.
So, Jesus is the rock.
Do you still rap?
Yeah, I do. I rap 40th. My 40th birthday, I rap there. It's on YouTube. If you look up Detroit Female Rappers Rip It.
Oh.
And Kiwi and myself.
Oh.
Still stirring up the gift.
That is awesome. I gotta post that on our Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page, man, because Kim got bars. You are a very accomplished writer, Kim. So tell us, when did you get started writing?
I first started writing, I guess it was in first grade. Short stories, and I used to love writing those stories where the teacher would give you little stars at the top, and great story. I used to write about everything from being a little sister to Brenda Beasley's jealousy about little kids, and I've always written about relationships. I used to read those relationship books, Sweet Valley High books and Beverly Cleary books, and my aunt was a librarian, so every year she would give us all a book. And ever since I was a baby, she would give us a book a year. It stuck with me because I feel that's part of my purpose, which is to write But yeah, I would say first grade. I used to always write poems for my dad, and just like when everybody else was outside playing, I would be inside on the dining room table, whether it was writing or drawing. I kind of kept to myself. I was way more introverted when I was younger, but now it just flipped when I got older. So.
That's awesome. So what made you decide to write about relationships?
That's a great question. It's so weird, Minister Mike. I've always been intrigued by relationships, by boys. I mean, when I was a little kid in elementary school, me and my friends, we just sit underneath the table and talk about who was cute and who we liked. And it was just so weird. I guess it's a combination of that experience to what I was reading, you know, Sweet Valley High books. And I've always just had that passion. And even now as an adult, I'm just committed to helping people have healthy relationships, whether you're single, in a relationship, and, of course, with the whole abstinence till marriage message or celibate till marriage message, making sure people are able to see how it can successfully be done. So it's just it's interesting because my first book was a novel because I've always had a passion for creative writing, and God led me to go to ministry school. So I went to ministry school. It came out in 2004, and that's when God said, once I was done, he said, okay, now I want you to publish your first book. I want you to get that done. And it was in prayer when God, you know that, and I hadn't written a page, mind you, I hadn't even written a page, but he said, you know that book you're going to write? I want you to call it He's Fine, But Is He Saved? And I'm in prayer, so I'm like, okay. So I wrote it in my journal, closed the book, done. You know, so I'm like, okay, that's the title. And then another thing is after I got saved, I did pray and ask God, you know, for my purpose, because I didn't get saved until I was like maybe 20 years old. And he told me, he said, your passion for writing that you've had since you were a little girl is part of your purpose, and as well as ministry. So I feel this is what God has called me to do. And I wanted to be able to get the message out in a creative way that people can receive it. I believe the first book was a novel. It could resonate with the characters. So God is faithful.
Wow. And so He's Fine, But Is He Saved is now a best-selling novel.
Yep, that one became a best-selling novel 2 years after it released. It was a bestseller through Black Expressions Book Club for 2 months in a row. And that one, God really took that book to great heights. God is faithful. But you know what? The interesting thing is that it was my first faith, real faith journey. I had no idea what I was doing. All I knew is I wanted to get this book out that God put in my heart. And he started leading me as I was going, as I was being obedient, seeking information. I would look at newspapers, and that's how I found out about American Christian Writers with Pam Perry. I know you know Pam.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So once I started going there, it was almost like God was putting the pieces to the puzzle together as I was seeking the information and as I was going. So meeting her, and she published something I gave her. She asked me to write her something. She had it published in a magazine like the next week, and it was a newspaper, the Michigan Front Page. And when I saw that, it was like I knew then that we were going to be working together. She helped it become a national bestseller by helping me get a national distribution. Yeah, so God worked it all out. And from my networking, I met someone who was the head of American Christian Writers. He was on the board, national chapter. I gave him my book because as I was going, I was just giving people of influence, giving them my book, giving them a free copy. Here's my book, here's my book. And little did I know, I gave one to the American Christian Writers board member. He loved it. He read it on the plane, loved it. He recommended me to like 5 agents. And out of the 5, I found the one who got me the 2-book deal with BET Books at the time. It was a division of Harlequin. So that was the first time I got my national book deal for my first book 2 years after I self-published it. So God is faithful. And I share this for anyone that, you know, has something in their heart, whether it's a book or whatever it is. There's a saying that success leaves clues. you know, a lot of times people are like, well, I don't have the money, or I don't have this, and I don't have that. But you got a computer. You got Google. You can move in the direction towards your dream, and then as God orders your steps, he'll lead you to the right people that you need to make it happen. And I'm sure you guys can attest to that as well.
You are absolutely right, and I'm so glad that you are sharing that information with us and with our listeners, because, you know, the thing that I like the most from people like yourselves is that you're transparent enough to know and appreciate where God that your journey has been God driven, and that God is the one that you give all the credit to, and that you're not selfish when it comes to sharing the information about your journey and where God has taken you and where he is taking you. So I'm happy. I appreciate that, and I know our listeners appreciate that as well. So Ryan, you are you come from a musically inclined family, talented family, man, and I'm glad to have you on the Thinking Out Loud radio show as well. So, you know, I started talking to Kim about how she got started out writing. What got you started out in music?
You know, it's a very interesting question, man. What got me started was rejection. You know, I wanted to get help from other people that I thought was doing it, man. And God was showing me that it's not that people, it's not that they wouldn't help you. They can't help you. Because if they do, then they'll take God's glory. And man, I sat in the chairs with studios and engineers and producers, and they had promised my brothers and I, man, you guys, we'll sign you, or we'll hook you up, or we'll record you, or we'll this, we'll that, we'll the other. We were hungry, man. We wanted to, God had put in us a desire to do music. We love God with all of our heart. We were a family. And so many times, man, again, you know, just when I thought that I could, you know, I wanted to look up to somebody, man. I wanted to be able to glean from somebody. And so many times I find myself disappointed time and time and time again, but I was still receiving prophecies. I was still writing songs, man. I was still, you know, doing it. And so what I did was, man, is I remember three times, Mike, I went to a studio. A guy heard some music, loved it, and he actually told me, he said, man, I've got a group that wants to sign you. They want to pay you $6,000. God said, no. Second time, same guy. He said, these guys want to fly you to Florida. You know, I think he was recording like Jay-Z's sister or something crazy. Again, he said, they want to fly you down there, man, and up front they'll give you what? $6,000. Again, God said, no. Third time, another friend of mine, producer, he said, man, this guy heard you from St. Louis. He heard your music. He loves it. He wants to fly you down there, and up front they'll give you what? $6,000. Six, six, six. And even, I mean, that's $18,000 maybe in man, 3 months, you know. But we think that we're so excited about our temporary that we're not focused on the permanent, man, what God wants to do as something that will dry up, man, and will be a permanent blessing for God's people. And so God spoke to me, said, man, I'll bless you, but it won't be that way. And so what I did was I just worked the vision. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead, man. Faith by faith alone is not good, but if you work and you apply the faith, then God will honor your request, man. So what started me, man, is I said, you know what, nobody's going to invest in myself other than myself. And so my brothers would see me, man. I would be up late at night on the keyboard practicing. I bought equipment. I bought software. I would literally lock myself. I bought my own studio equipment, man, and lock myself in rooms, and you know, would just fast and pray and cry out to the Lord, worship God, and come out with production, man. It wasn't something that I went to school for. It wasn't something – I agree with Kim, man. When God puts something in you, we want to encourage you that when he puts it in you, of course, do it right. Do it with all of your heart, and God will bless it. So that influenced me, man. You know, sometimes we always get the stories of, oh, my God, it was a blissful experience, and people invested in me. And no, man, this was just birthed out of pain.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Hi, my name is Maya, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with radio show host and my daddy, Michael Nimmons.
You better listen to that little girl.
Who told you that you were deficient? Who told you that you were nothing? Who told you that you were worthless? Who told you that you had no value?
Purchase our book, Who Told You That You Were Naked, from our website, michaelnimmons.org. Don't delay, do it today. Also available on Amazon.
Hello there, I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I hope you are enjoying the Valentine's edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Let's get back into our interview with our two good friends, Kim Brooks and Ryan Rutley. That was such a rich response, and it was rich because, you know, as consumers, we always appreciate the success of someone after the product has been released, but we don't, as you said, we can't appreciate the process unless we were told about the process, unless the artist, unless the author, unless the talent actually sat down and began to share with them what they went through, the pain they experienced, the late nights and the rejection and the things that they had to sacrifice to get to where they were. So I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And I share your sentiments, both Kim and Ryan, that God is you know, he takes us through these experiences, not just for us, but he takes us through these experiences for somebody else, so we can share our testimony and help somebody else get through the same thing and come through with flying colors.
Yes.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. I agree.
And that's what I agree. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you, Kim. I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking, I mean, it's all good. I mean, this is,
amen.
That's what, when we think about love and this holiday, this holiday that we celebrate, Valentine's Day, it's like, that's what, to me, that's what love is. Love is giving. A lot of people look at artists and they look at whether you're an author or whether you're a performer, singer, they look at the gift, but they don't realize that it's a form of love to give. And God wants us as believers to tap into what it is inside of us that we have to offer the world, whatever that gift may be. And as singles, now is the best time, instead of focusing on, oh, I don't have a man with my boy. We've all been there. We've all had our moments. It is a true reality. I'm not diminishing the true reality for a lot of people. I've been there, had those moments. But when you take that moment and you shift it and you focus on what God has for you and the promise,
amen.
And what he has, the work he has for you to do right now, then there will be no more lonely days, because you know with him you're not alone. And
amen.
Now that you have purpose and you're walking in it and you're fulfilling it, now it gives you that sense of fulfillment and joy, knowing that your life pleases God, because the word says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, and that faith without works is dead. So that's
right.
The main thing as far as with it being, you know, even with Valentine's Day and things like that, it's like you want to focus on our first love, which is God, number one.
and the fact that he so loved that he gave Jesus his son. And then he also gave you something inside of you that he wants to birth out of you to give to the world, which is another form of love.
That's good. I agree with both of you, Pastor Nimmons and Kim. You know, I think that's the biggest reason why God is and will continue to bless each one of our ministries, and even those that are listening that have had similar testimonies, is that I love the Word of God, man, and I know you, both of you do too. Now thinking about our relationships, the relationship I have with both of you is word driven. And Job is one of those testimonies, man. Job chapter 42 wasn't around until verse 10, and it's amazing because the first book of Job, chapter 1, says, you know, that Job was the richest man in the land of Uz. We know the story of Job, so I don't want to prolong the conversation. However, case in point is that Job was the richest man in the land of Uz, and he had everything you would think that anybody would want. But what's amazing is not until the 42nd chapter of Job, of course, we know his story, what all he lost, all he went through, his physical, spiritual, emotional. But the Bible says in Job 42:10 that Job, God blessed him double. You would think if he was already the richest man in the land of Uz, hallelujah. See, this is why you can't get upset and jealous and mad at folk when they get their blessing, because this man, if God would have just gave him back only what he lost, he still would have been good. Why would God give him double? Because he prayed for his friends. And I've learned, man, when you get excited about somebody else, you can praise God for somebody else. When you can go to God and love folk, when you can give to other people, man. You know, my pastor always tells me, and I thank God for Dr. James Mormon, Christian Tabernacle Church. He always tells me, Ryan, never give what you have. Give what you need. If you, we thinking, oh man, I got to hold on to this $10. This might be the only ten. Man, we don't understand the principle of the seed. You gotta let it go so it can come back, and then let go so that can keep coming. You know, the Bible says more blessing to give than it is to receive, and that's the reason why God gives us these talents. The Word says, according to our several abilities, He gives us these gifts. You know, and so it's just it's so amazing because many people look at Kim and say, well, you wrote 8, 10, 9 books. You know, what's up with that? Okay, have you started the one blog that God gave you? You know what I'm saying? And I've learned, man, that life is not, it's not about.
And then it's been 12 years. So it's like, exactly. It happened overnight for 12 years. It's just
exactly.
And that's the thing. I tell people, when God sees that you're faithful with one book, and I know, Ryan, you have a book coming out as well. So
yep.
Once, you know, as that one comes out, as it's
yep.
coming out soon,
yes.
then God will give you more books and
yep.
more, because he sees that you're faithful with that one. And
Amen.
That's, you know, like the scripture says, so he that is faithful with a few things, you'll be ruled over much. So it's kind of like,
yep.
he's looking for somebody that's going to say, you know what, God put
yep.
this in my heart to get it done. I'm going to start today. I may not have all my ducks in line, but I'm going to write an
mm-hmm.
outline. I'm going to write a paragraph. I tell people, because I'm also a book coach, so I tell people, have a schedule and say,
yep.
okay, every day I'm going to write, even if it's a half hour a day. Just like we go to work every day from a set time to a set time. Have a set time that you'll write on your book every single day, and you'll get it done. It'll get done. I'll tell people, a book doesn't write itself. God plants the seed for the book, but you have to water it, or you have to do that part. And so whether it's a book, whether it's a song, a CD, or whatever God put on your heart, especially now, I believe 2018, God is just going to bless whatever you know, set your hands to. God is just going to bless it because he's
Amen.
Faithful. And he's just waiting for us to show up, because it's not about us, it's about others. And when we focus on others more than our own need, like the Word says in Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. So all of our heart's desires, God's going to take care of our desires. In the meantime, we take care of what God desires us to do right now for him.
Man, that's awesome. And I truly appreciate the conversation that we're having. I mean, you guys are just giving us so much insight and wisdom on the gifts and talents that God has given you. And Kim, I truly appreciate you because you just endorsed the book that I released, Vision, which is now available online. Right. I thank you. This book is, man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. It's available on our website, and we talk about it all the time. It just released a couple weeks ago, and it's people like yourself that inspire me to continue to do what God has empowered us to do. We talk all the time on our radio show about we believe that this year God is going to do great things in 2018. And in our church, our pastor is saying this is the year of wow. The year of wow. And wow stands for wide open windows. The year of wide open windows. Man, yeah, the year of wow, man. And I'm telling you, he preached that message, and I'm telling you, it has resonated with me, and I received that. It is the year of wow, and God's going to blow our minds. But I just want to shift the conversation a little bit, because I know our listeners are probably wondering, well, you know, why are both of them on the show with us on the VIP spotlight? Usually it's just one interview at a time. But Kim and Ryan are both working together on a project, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what's coming up on Valentine's Day that you as our listeners can be a part of.
Absolutely, man. On the 14th of February. This is actually the second annual, and so we are celebrating an event, what you call is a panel and a party. And just before, I'm going to really kind of let Kim talk about the first part, because that's been more so a drive that she has had, man, and it's an amazing drive. I think you guys are going to really love to hear what she's going to share. But in a nutshell, how the both of us came about to this, she has a ministry that ministers to singles. I have a ministry that ministers to singles. And I think it's a beautiful thing to come together on, man, only because we see so many people doing different things in ministry, and they're all the same. And they're all creative. They're all amazing. They're all anointed. But how much better, man, would we be if we really did come together? We sat down one day, and we just was talking. We were just praying. It was just kind of like, you know, figuring out, well, what's going on with, you know, Kim on the web? What's going on with Kim Brooks Ministry International? You know, what's going on with Ryan Rutley? What's going on with Cream of the Crop? And what's been happening in your world? And how has that been, you know, effective and efficient? And how have people been ministered to? And we thought, and it's like, wait a minute, you know what? Man, this would be great if we just came together, man, and just brought all these people together, all of these single men, all these single ladies that love God, clean environment, man, good entertainment, no crazy nonsense. You're talking about two people that love God, man. I consider myself to be a little bit classy, and Kim is classy totally, man. She's carry herself. I'm proud of her, man, and that's why I said we pretty much just wanted to encourage each other's ministry at the same time, encourage the people that are affected by our ministries, man. People, she gets emails, I get emails. We get prayer requests all the time, and it's like, man, what would the environment, how mad would the devil really be if we just brought all these people together? Just encourage them, man, you know? And it's not limited to
right.
us, man. Hopefully we can grow this thing. We really want to do it in a manner, man, where we get churches involved and partners and other single ministries involved. We are not the only two people in the world that's single. I mean, there's a lot of people that's single, man, and that's why we're inviting everybody together for a panel and a party. So,
right. Kim, to go into Kim detail about the event, yeah. So a panel and a party is going to take place this Valentine's Day, and so it's two events in one. The first part is a panel, and for this year we're doing a few couples that are married couples, happily married couples. We have newlyweds who will celebrate till marriage. They're going to share their story.
We have people that have been married over 30 years, Mrs. Toy Banks and her husband. They're going to share. And basically, the Lord dropped it in our spirit that this event is going to save future marriages. We are prepared to equip and prepare singles for marriage, because a lot of people, even on my group, I have a group called Single, Saved, and Celibate with Kim Brooks on Facebook. And it's thousands of women, and a lot of them are like, this is the year. I'm getting married this year, this year, this year. A lot of people want to get married this year. But once you get married, before you get married, you want to be prepared for marriage. Because I think a lot of times people go into it and they don't have a realistic expectation of marriage. So these couples have signed on to prepare and equip the singles that will be in attendance, so they can protect their future marriage, save their future marriage, and also be prepared to have a lifelong, happy, godly marriage from receiving the wisdom and all the information from the couples that are going to share. And then after the panel, we're going to celebrate the information received with the party, and that's Ryan's portion, where there's going to be entertainment, artists, it's going to be light refreshments, and it's going to be a great mixer, singles lounge, awesome time, so singles can have something to do on Valentine's Day, but not just something, but something that is valuable and life-changing on Valentine's Day. So they can get their tickets today at www.apanelandaparty2018.com. Get it in advance, because at the door it's a little more, but I'll make them on sale in advance up until the day of the event. So,
well, that sounds like a awesome event. That sounds like a great event on Valentine's Day. As you said, I'm sure singles, you know, instead of sitting at home and sulking about I don't have a man, or I don't have a boo, or whatever that is, you know, you can go out and enjoy yourself in a nice, wholesome environment, Christ-centered environment, and have fun at the same time. Because one thing they always, you know, they always try to say about Christians is that, you know, that we don't know how to have fun, you know, everything is dry and blah blah blah. But that's not true. We all know, we all are saved, and all of us know how to have fun. All of us have a sense of humor, and I think, you know, that's really the great thing about this walk. We're able to show the world how to be saved and have fun.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I write for the intellectual with the filled up brain and the genius IQ. I put my pen to paper and write for you and for me too. Cause I see the skew in this world and I know that it's fallen. So I write to let you know that the Father is called.
What's up? This is Ty Scott King, and you're listening to Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Michael Nimmons. Keep it locked.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Hi, I'm Michael Nimmons, Executive Director of the Vision Initiative, a nonprofit organization designed to give inner city and urban youth a new vision for themselves through mentorship programs, empowerment sessions, scholarships, and much more.
Just go to facebook.com/ The Vision Initiative and find out how to donate and become a mentor or volunteer. The Vision Initiative, opening the eyes of today's youth to new possibilities. Come join the vision.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed, or getting audited, or having issues with IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
I hope you are enjoying the Valentine's Day edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Let's hear the conclusion of our interview with Kim Brooks and Ryan Rutley.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're really, really explaining the whole sentiment of the night's event to Pastor Nimmons, because, again, this is not an event. Normally, you know, when you hear Christians, man, and this is no reflection on us, because I think I'm glad we saved. Mm-hmm. Right, man, when you go to events, when you're not saved, you got to look over your shoulder. you know, when you're in an environment, man, that's clean, that's fun, that's inviting, and you're around other people that think like you, it's exciting. It's life changing. It really is, because, and then on top of that, man, who knows? This might be the night you might meet your husband or your wife. We're not saying because the world is doing this, we don't know. The world is following us. We are. That's right. And so the world should see us and say, man, you know what? Y'all had fun. Y'all didn't have to sleep with each other. Y'all wasn't in there, you know, getting drunk and acting crazy and slapping each other around and shooting each other. I mean, y'all had clean fun and actually had a good time. And you didn't regret it? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we love God on top of that. You know what? That should have been influenced. And to be honest with you, so we see it as three ways. Number one, it's definitely a mixer. It's definitely an environment to network as well. You know, people are business owners, people are husbands, or not husbands, excuse me, but people are fathers and mothers, even single parents. And then on top of that, you're listening to the answers of those that are married already successfully. I think that's a wonderful way of becoming a spiritual dictionary to other people. You know, we're becoming now resourceful. It's a resourceful environment, man.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
on top of that, it's an encouragement, man. I mean, how many people that night, if they did not choose to come, would, like you said, they would be at home eating popcorn, crying, watching movies.
Watching Facebook posts of people getting engaged.
You got a sad face, you know what I'm saying? You got the sad. It's like, no, but you if you just get up, get outside, wash your face, put you a nice dress on, ladies, put on a nice little, you know, shirt and tie, men or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You walk away, man, you walk away with an unlimited night of possibilities on so many levels. You know, you got the Word of God, you're getting some resources, you're getting some information. You know, there are going to be people there with, you know, sharing their testimonies, hearing their life stories. And then on top of that, you get to come home encouraged. You know what I'm saying? The total opposite of what you expect your night to be like. And so we think it's a well worth night to be there. It's going to be awesome. The environment is set, entertainment, food, fellowship, fun.
And it's going to be a Valentine's Day event. And also, we forgot to mention the free giveaways. I want to give a shout out to Miss Wanda Burnside and her ministry. I forgot to mention to you, Ryan, she actually inboxed me through Facebook that she, again, is going to donate gifts.
That's awesome.
I mean, she has these wonderful baskets and books. And
right
also,
on.
Our ministries are giving away free, like, giveaways to guests. And it's Valentine's giveaways, like chocolates and baskets. And so, yeah, it's going to be an awesome time, just like last year, but it's going to be on the
Even
next
more.
Level. So,
it is.
Yeah.
Yep. And then also, prophetically, we're encouraging people, man. Like you guys mentioned, my book earlier is called Singular, The Pressures, Prayers, and Principles for Singles. And we're going to, for everybody that comes that night, I'm doing it every day. On my dinner table, I prophetically sit at an empty dinner table and I write my desires before the Lord. And I have this love letter from God on the table, man. And I speak to my wife every day prophetically. I'm not married yet.
All right now.
Every day. And so we're bringing love letters from God for everybody that comes that's single, man. They're going to walk away with that, with a ribbon on it, a love ribbon on it. And they get the chance, man, to take part in that exercise. And when they leave that night, they can go home prophetically, you know, and they'll be able to say, if you're married, you want to be married, you want God's best, you'll be in an environment of three different couples already of people who are successfully married. And so they'll be able to go home and they can do the same thing, man. They can prepare, like Kim said, they can prepare for a very successful marriage. And I feel like it's a spiritual hospital. We're saving marriages in the future, man.
Wow, that truly sounds like an amazing event, and it's something that I believe is needed, you know, truly needed for not just singles, but for married couples as well. You know, all of us need encouragement. All of us need, you know, somebody to pat us on the back and say you're doing a good job. Or all of us need, you know, a word of inspiration. So that's what this event sounds like. And it sounds like people are going to leave here not trying to figure out how to get home and figure out where they left their keys or whatever. But they're going to leave feeling inspired, feeling empowered, and ready to take on the next challenge. So in this you know, we in these last few minutes of the show, I want you, each of you, to give a word of encouragement to Kim. I want you to give a word of encouragement to single women out there that are listening to the show on Valentine's Day. You know, you have this event coming up, and you know, many of them may want to come, but I know they might be listening and want to hear something positive from someone that's like them. So I want you to give a word of encouragement to single women that are listening, and likewise, Ryan, those men that are listening to our show that don't have a spouse, don't have a significant other at this time. I want you to give a word of encouragement to them as we close out this this Valentine's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
I just want to encourage the women of God. You know, a lot of times when it comes to different holidays and seasons, we focus more on our status, our marital status, than we probably normally would. And I just want to encourage the women of God to focus on the promise and not the status. Because you are not a status. You are not a temporary situation. You are a woman of God. You are a queen. And a lot of times we settle for less than God's best when it comes to relationships. We settle for the next text message or the ex-boyfriend or the temporary, the Mr. Right right now instead of Mr. Right. And a lot of times we make those mistakes during the holidays because it's when we're the most vulnerable, because we're thinking, we're meditating, we're seeing the media, we're seeing the commercials. And I just want to encourage the women to not to give in to the temptation, but to stay focused on the Lord and know that this is a temporary situation. Like Ecclesiastes says, to everything there's a season. So you don't want to make, as Ryan alluded to earlier, you don't want to make permanent mistakes with temporary people. We give temporary people too much credit, too much value. When God is looking at our tomorrow, we're giving attention to temporary when God is looking at our tomorrow, because he has a bright future and a bright plan. He has a man of God for you that will love you the way that Christ loves the church. But we have to, as women of God, be strong in good courage and to stand and wait for the man of God that he has for us. And I always say waiting actively, not just waiting and waiting for him to fall from the sky, but like a waiter, like you're in a restaurant waiting, you're serving, you're expecting, you're enjoying life. So I just want to encourage, you know, definitely come on out with us, hang out at a pad on a party, and also stay focused on God and what he has for you, and not settle for less, because he loves you so much that your value is so priceless that he sent his very best in the form of Jesus, that if you were the only one, he still would have sent Jesus for you, because you're that valuable. So you don't want to give your treasures to someone that's not deserving of it or not worthy of it. So just remember that, so that way you will not give in to the temptation and you'll stay focused on the purpose and plan that God has for you.
And that sentiment is reciprocal for the men. In a nutshell, men are always, it's always our responsibility to steer and to rear what we want in our life. God does not only bless us because he wants to, he blesses a decision. That's all. Mm-hmm. And so when you make a decision, that's when you'll realize that you'll see the manifestation of God in our life. So I just want to encourage all the men, in a nutshell, to stay focused. And life is not about priorities. It's about management. You can set a priority, but if you don't manage your priorities,
it won't get done. And I just believe that God's going to bless everything that any of us men of God who love God and really want the things of God in our life, hey, put your heart to it, make a decision, and watch God move. Thank you so much, Pastor Nimitz, for having us, man. We're glad to be here.
Man, I am glad that you guys were on the show with us. We got to have you guys back so we can do another relationship conversation like this. I really enjoyed mixing it up and chopping it up with you two very talented individuals in your own right. And I thank you for being on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And I pray that God will continue to bless you in your every endeavor, that God will continually be with you and keep you. I just see nothing but wide open windows for Kim Brooks and Ryan Rutley. God bless you both.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Michael Nimmons, Executive Director of the Vision Initiative, a nonprofit organization designed to give inner city and urban youth a new vision for themselves through mentorship programs, empowerment sessions, scholarships, and much more.
Just go to facebook.com/ The Vision Initiative and find out how to donate and become a mentor or volunteer. The Vision Initiative, opening the eyes of today's youth to new possibilities. Come join the vision.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked. It's time for the Thinking Out Loud radio show, Thought of the Week.
In the spirit of Black History Month, our Thought of the Week comes from Mary McLeod Bethune, an educator, civil rights leader, and founder of both the Bethune-Cookman College in Florida and the National College of Negro Women. She was the advisor to presidents and was the first African-American woman appointed to a federal administrative position. In faith that moved a dump heap, Mary McLeod Bethune recalls how she opened her first school. On October 3rd, 1904, I opened the doors of my school with an enrollment of five little girls whose parents paid me 50 cents weekly tuition. I consider cash money as the smallest part of my resources. I had faith in a living God, faith in myself, and a desire to serve. We burn logs and use the charred splinters as pencils and mash elderberries for ink. I beg strangers for a broom, a lamp, a bit of quinine to put around the packing case which served as my desk. I haunted the city dump and the trash piles behind hotels, retrieving discarded linen and kitchenware, cracked dishes, broken chairs, pieces of old lumber. Everything was scoured and mended. This was part of the training to salvage, to reconstruct, to make bricks without straw. As parents begin gradually to leave their children overnight, I had to provide sleeping accommodations. The school expanded fast. In less than 2 years, I had 250 pupils. In desperation, I hired a large hall next to my original little cottage and used it as a combined dormitory and classroom. I concentrated more and more on girls as I felt that they especially were hampered by lack of educational opportunities. I had many volunteer workers and few regular teachers who were paid from $15 to $25 a month and board. I was supposed to keep the balance of the funds from my own pocket, but there was never any balance, only a yawning hole. I wore old clothes sent me by mission boards, recut and redesigned for me in our dressmaking classes. At last, I saw that our only solution was to stop renting space and to buy and build our own college. Nearby was a field properly called Hell's Hole, which was used as a dumping ground. I approached the owner determined to buy it. The price was $250. In a daze, he finally agreed to take $5 down and the balance in 2 years. I promised to be back in a few days with the initial payment. He never knew it, but I didn't have $5. I raised this sum selling ice cream and sweet potato pies to the workmen on construction jobs. And I took the owner his money and a small change wrapped in my handkerchief. That's how the Bethune-Cookman College campus started. I would like to give special thanks to author Kim Brooks and gospel artist Ryan Rutley for being on the show with us on tonight. Remember, if you're interested in going to the panel and party event on tomorrow, just go to our Facebook fan page and RSVP. The tickets are $20 in advance and $30 at the door. This sounds like a great event. So if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, check out Kim and Ryan's event, a panel and a party. Remember, next week, our special VIP guest is going to be Tenzi Taylor. She's a Hollywood red carpet reporter, educator, motivational speaker, and best-selling author of her own book, Bullied, From Terror to Triumph, My Survival Story. She has an amazing story of how she overcame being bullied by her classmates and how her attitude can take you places that sometimes your aptitude cannot. She's interviewed celebrities at the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, and the Golden Globes. She's an amazing young lady with an amazing story to tell. This is definitely an interview you don't want to miss. And next week is our 30th show, so we're definitely excited about that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We truly, truly appreciate it. And remember to tune in next week when our VIP guest is Hollywood red carpet reporter Tenzi Taylor. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. And as always, remember, if you think it, then you can believe it. If you can believe it, then you'll see it. If you can see it, then you will be it. If you can be it, then you will achieve it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you.
It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast. Be sure to support all of our show sponsors. If you like the show, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, or TuneIn. Want to book Michael Nemens for a speaking engagement, book signing, or corporate event? Send an email to contact@michaelnemens.org. Be sure to follow the show on all of his social media accounts on Twitter at TOL Radio Show, on Instagram at The TOL Radio Show, and on our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio. Are you an entrepreneur and want to advertise? Become a Thinking Out Loud Radio Show partner. Send an email to thinkingoutloudradioshow@gmail.com. We have some affordable advertising packages just for you. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.